Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
This is Kevin O'Brien of EWTN's Theater of the Word. I'm excited also to teach middle school and high school literature, speech, and drama with homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. Your student can meet with me online for a live, interactive class. Whether you take apologetics with John Martinoni, or grade school with Jackie De La Viaga, or any of the other 400-plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, online Catholic learning for your homeschooling family is available for you.
This episode is brought to you by Hallo, the number one Catholic app. Hallo has 1,000 audio-guided prayers and meditations for you to deepen your relationship with God. To listen to all of the Hallo meditations for free for 30 days, head to hallo.com/breadbox.
Our teens are full of promise and potential, and it's a delight to see how educational opportunities can ignite their enthusiasm and begin to shine a light on the path ahead. Today's guest is 16-year-old Felicity Schmidt, here to talk about how a homeschooled teen discovered a passion for writing.
Welcome to Homeschooling Saints, the podcast that helps you create the homeschool you love for the people you love. Our host is Lisa Maladnik, a Catholic life coach, TV host, best-selling author, and an instructor at Homeschool Connections.
Hello and welcome. I'm Lisa Maladnik, your host. Today's guest is 16-year-old Felicity Schmidt, here to talk about how a homeschooled teen discovered a passion for writing. Felicity Schmidt, a 16-year-old junior in high school, has been homeschooled for her whole life. She lives in Marietta, Ohio with her mom, dad, and three younger siblings. In her free time, she loves reading, playing the piano, hiking, and crafting. She has always had a love for literature and philosophy, and she enjoys listening to classes and lectures on these topics. In addition, she enjoys researching and learning about health and nutrition. Although she has not decided what college she would like to attend, Felicity hopes to major in either literature or nutritional science. Her favorite saints are St. Catherine of Siena and St. Therese of the Little Flower. Her favorite quote changes daily, but it is currently a quote from Plato saying, "We can easily forgive a child who is afraid of the dark. The real tragedy of life is when men are afraid of the light." Oh, I just love that. That's such a good quote, Felicity. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you.
Yeah, it's really neat to have you back, everybody. Felicity was in some of my writing classes, and what a joy. Always asked great questions, always followed up on things, super polite, which, you know, all adults really love. But also, Felicity, you showed right from the get-go not only a great understanding of the concepts, but real talent for writing. And so it's just so cool to me to circle back after, what was it, been a couple of years?
Yeah, 2 years or so, I think, yeah.
Yeah, and just check in with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so thanks so much for doing this with me.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, I'm excited. So let's start with just the fact that you're homeschooled, because we, you know, we're so proud of our homeschooled teens and our young adults. They really do bring something special out into the world. You know, they're not out of a factory education. And so could you just comment on how has homeschooled life been a blessing to you?
Homeschooling has been such a blessing. I just think because my parents, they've always stressed just the importance of diving into topics that I'm interested in, diving into trying to study them more. And so, you know, whether it's literature and just kind of trying to go down a little path and just maybe spending a little bit more time on it and studying those works that I love, or maybe nutrition and buying some books just to help me learn more about it. We've always had that really strong foundation of just like, okay, we can kind of maybe take a little detour and just really kind of go into a topic that just really makes me excited. And that has been such just a wonderful blessing, so much fun. So that's one thing that I love about it.
Yeah, you're not in lockstep with a class full of age-segregated teenagers all getting the exact same education. Your parents are giving you that beautiful flexibility to follow your interests.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, how wonderful. Your homeschooling life is this opportunity to be more and more yourself. What do you see emerging from that?
So yeah, I also love crafting, and that's one of my many interests. And crafting is actually really great because I can listen to stuff while I do it. So while I craft, I'm listening to literature classes, I'm listening to philosophy classes, I'm listening to podcasts with Joseph Pierce and whatnot. And that's also another great way to just kind of dive into those interests and really just learn more about them. And so that's another thing that I just love.
Yeah, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. So now you love to write and you're very good at it. What started that passion for writing? What set it off in you?
Yeah, so I think that what really started it was when my mom, she would make us write little reports, you know, maybe like a page, a paragraph about maybe our summer vacations or just fun family outings, whatever it might be. And I think that's when I really started enjoying it because I was like, this is so cool. I get to describe what we did, show the readers like how it was, say how I was feeling. You know, it was just a really fun process to kind of search for those right words and kind of put them together in a paper that was fun and engaging. And that's kind of, I think, what really started me off. But something else that I think also really helped was when we started doing book reports. So I would get to read all kinds of different things. Two that stand out to me are Black Beauty and a biography about St. Therese. And I just loved it because I was able to kind of look at the characters and kind of dive into that and explain what they were feeling and also what the motive of the author was, you know, and show how that kind of connected. And I think that also really helped get my love for literature in gear, you know, just like the writing and just reading the books and studying them and taking a closer look at it.
Oof. I love that you mentioned a couple of things, Felicity, that to me really suggest the heart of a writer. One is that you liked creating things that you would write that were engaging and interesting. So in other words, you're looking at the craft of the writing. But then on the other hand, with the book reviews, you're appreciating the point of view of the author, the characters, motivations, things like that. Again, the heart of a writer there, but coming at it from a different perspective, really evaluating another person's writing, which is really so interesting as a professional writer and an instructor, just to see that in you, that that's been allowed to develop in such enjoyable ways. Yeah. So I was very fortunate to have you in class and a few other writing teachers too at Homeschool Connections. What were some fun moments in writing classes for you?
Oh, there were so many. I just, when I was preparing for this interview, I just kept thinking of all these different things. And I was just like, oh, it was so much fun. A couple that stand out to me, one that I actually just recently remembered, was when we had to do paraphrasing and summarizing. And you read us a portion of Simplified Writing 101. And we had to kind of change it up a little bit. Oh my gosh, I had the time of my life. I was just like really enjoying it. And since we were doing it right in class, you know, it was kind of like jump right into it. And that was so much fun.
I love that game spirit.
Yeah, it was awesome. Like I think I even like, I don't know. I said something about like putting like, I don't know, like writers or like artists or something. And I was like, oh, I like that. So I kept going on with that. And yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah. Isn't that a great feeling when you feel like a phrase falls into place? You like the way the words kind of went boom, 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 and just came
together,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fantastic. Anything else you wanted to share about the classes or there's other things I want to ask you about writing too, but I don't want to skim over that if there's something else that really stood out for you.
Another thing just in general, like I think the Simplified Writing, the class I took with you, was really one of my first experiences with a live class. And so it was just, honestly, I went into it thinking like, oh, this is going to be awkward. You know, we're just on a computer typing to you, you know, like, how is this actually going to work? How is it not going to feel all stiff and weird? But I got into it and it was just so amazing because there was so much energy and zeal. And it was just such a pleasant surprise. Honestly, I just thought it was amazing. So like, you were so excited about the topics we were teaching the other students. I was really excited about it. And just overall, it was such a wonderful atmosphere to learn in. So much different. It was completely different than I had imagined it, but Absolutely.
It's neat, right? Like, it's fun that, like, pre-COVID, with all of this forced Zoom, you know, connecting, that we actually had the experience that when you're together like this over technology, you actually really can connect.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, you picked up on the energy in the room. It's a weird thing to think about, but you can be online together.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's so true.
Right, there's stuff going on in the chat. I'm geeking out over whatever the lesson is, and people are responding to me. It is so much fun. It's crazy.
Oh, definitely.
Fun.
definitely.
Yeah, now you in particular love academic writing. A lot of our homeschooled students are more focused on creative writing, and I have no doubt that you have wonderful abilities in that area too. But you have a passion for academic writing. Would you mind stepping us into what is it about academic writing that you really like? Because I do too.
Yeah, I really just love. At first, you know, when I was first learning about it, I thought, oh, it's, you know, it's kind of a bit boring. But as we kept diving into it, I just began to appreciate it because we're using a technique to effectively communicate to our readers an idea. And it's not like we're forcing that idea on them. It's not like we're shoving it down their throats. We're just showing them the facts. We're giving them statistics. We're giving them quotes. And we're kind of weaving it together in a way that's coherent, that's clear, that's engaging. You know, some people think it's dry, but I think academic writing can be very engaging. And just that process, that writing process, and just all of the different aspects that we use to make it interesting, I just absolutely love every bit of it.
Yeah. And you know, it's a way to help us organize our thoughts that makes us better communicators all around. It's like once you like I can even tell by your hand gestures that there's this structural sense of the flow of good writing that once you start to see it, when it starts to click into your mind and you start to see the value of creating a what we call the shape of the writing, right? The dynamics of the writing and all that connective tissue, how to make it really sing, how to bring those clear messages home. And really, it's almost like having a mind connection with your future reader. I completely love it.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Yeah, so whatever online courses have you enjoyed?
Yeah, so there's been quite a few. I think one of my favorite like online teachers, obviously you're in the list.
Well, that goes without saying, of course.
Seriously, you're in my top three homeschool connections teachers.
I'm honored, but I know who you're going to talk about, so, and I love him too. So.
Yes, so Joseph Bruce is one of my absolute favorite teachers. So I had the opportunity to take two recorded courses with him in my freshman year of high school, and that was my first experience with taking classes with him, and oh my gosh, it was just amazing. It was kind of also my first experience actually reading, like, great epics, because I was doing the Iliad and the Odyssey. And so I remember just reading the reading and it was like, oh wow, this is so awesome. And then I got into my class and he started explaining it and taking out different parts of it and like really digging into it. And I was just like, this is the coolest thing ever. I was just like, oh my gosh, it was so cool.
I know, like studying with Joseph Pierce, whether it's Shakespeare or Homer or whoever it is, it's almost like you're getting to sit at the feet of Homer. That may seem like an exaggeration, but because he understands the time and the references and the language and everything, you really get a peek into that time and what those things mean. It's
I love how he goes into it. You know, he gives you a lot of the historical context and talks about, you know, he's always talking about seeing the work through the eyes of the author. And he does such a good job of communicating that to the students. It just makes it so interesting, so engaging.
And you're going to see this, you know, unless you go off to one of the really superb Catholic colleges, what you may notice, having been raised on, you know, solid gold teaching of literature, is that a lot of people who help you understand literature have an agenda, very often political. And so they'll take a perfectly good story and twist it and, you know, shove it into an agenda shape. And you're kind of going, gee, that kind of kills the fun of the story. That doesn't feel right. So like, that's one of the things about Joseph with his biographies, with his literature companions and all of that, is that that he does provide that authenticity that you are resonating with.
Definitely.
Yeah. So any particular, you mentioned you did the Iliad and the Odyssey. What else did you do with him?
Yeah, so I have taken literally almost all of his classes recorded. I just devoured them, whether I actually took them and read the book and did the and did the quizzes and everything, or just listened to them while I was crafting. So there's a ton that I love. So a couple that jump out at me are the Narnia for young adults, the Lord of the Rings. I love both of those. The Picture of Dorian Gray. There's so many wonderful classes out there. All of them are so different and amazing in their own ways. But yeah.
And I love the way you put it, that we're seeing things through the mind of the author. We're not trying to superimpose something. Yeah. So with this training in writing and literature, at this point, what's starting to become clearer to you about the role of writing in your future?
Yeah. So I don't really have like a major picked out for college yet. But one thing I do know is that I am so looking forward to doing those academic papers, those long academic papers in college. So like, I just am so looking forward to that because we get to do all the research and everything. And so no matter what major I choose, I hope to do something that does involve a good bit of writing so that I can do all of like the academic stuff. And another thing that I'm also really looking forward to are the advanced writing classes on Homeschool Connections with Mrs. Wise. I've heard so many good things about them. They just sound excellent. Very rigorous, but so much fun.
And she's just a peach, too. You're going to love her.
She's awesome.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay, great. So looking forward to the challenge of really researching, deep diving into really interesting topics and creating impactful and engaging writing. That sounds really good to me. It makes me want to go back to college. Any final thoughts for us about any of this, about writing or homeschooling? What would you like to leave us with, Felicity?
Oh, so many things I could say.
Yeah, just grab one out of the air. If you had to say one thing to another student, maybe someone struggling with writing or someone who hasn't yet had a class with Mr. Pierce or something.
I would just say, just don't be alarmed if you start like really geeking out over something or just like freaking out and just thinking something is the coolest thing ever, because you probably will. And it is the best feeling ever. Just roll with it and enjoy it. And oh my gosh, it's just fantastic. Whether you're new to Homeschool Connections or you've taken a couple classes and you haven't had that kind of clicking light bulb moment where you just like get so excited, when you do feel it, it's just going to be amazing. And yeah.
Oh, you said that so well, so expressively. It really is that clicking, that light bulb moment when you connect with something that's really meaningful to you or that ignites something in your natural talents, which is really thrilling. Yeah. Well, Felicity, thank you so much. I have to tell our listeners that I recorded this interview with Felicity once before and I messed it up. We only got about 4 minutes of the interview, so she's been very kind to come back and talk this all over with me again. Felicity, I can't thank you enough. You've been so generous.
Thank you so much for having me. It was so much fun. It's such a pleasure. It's great to see you again.
Great to see you too. We have to do this again. We're going to do a follow-up episode, maybe two, maybe 10, who knows how long we'll be doing this podcast. And we'll follow Felicity's writing career and her learning, her passion for learning and discovery. Just so much fun.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, everybody, stay tuned for our short feature coming right up.
Hello, my homeschooling friend. I'm Celeste Behe, and this is the Homeschool Housefly. Which saint have you chosen as the patron of your homeschool? St. Thomas Aquinas, St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, maybe St. John Bosco. Of course, Frankie the Housefly's favorite patron for homeschool and everything else is St. Francis of Assisi, who loved all creatures from biggest to smallest. But the homeschool patron I like best is the little flower, Saint Therese of Lisieux. As a student in an abbey school, Therese was bored by classes and disliked by classmates. Therese later called this time the saddest of her life. Therese spent 5 years at the school before her father took her out and had Therese tutored at home. What did the homeschooled Saint Therese have to say to homeschoolers like you and me? She said, "Our Lord does not look so much at the greatness of our actions as at the love with which we do them." Okay, so maybe you and I aren't great at homeschooling, but we teach our kids with the love that only a parent can give. That's what really matters. Saint Therese also said, "When we yield to discouragement, it is usually because we give too much thought to the past and to the future." Do we dwell on our homeschool failures and worry about making it to the end of the academic year? Instead, let's trust God to prosper our work one day at a time. Saint Therese said, "All my hopes will be fulfilled. Yes, the Lord will work wonders for me, which will surpass infinitely my immeasurable desires." We desire that our children learn what they must in order to fulfill the mission to which God will call them. We can hope that God will work wonders for our children through us, who are His humble instruments. If you love Saint Therese like I do, you might consider practicing a sweet devotion called Tuesday Surprise. Every Tuesday, you pray three Hail Marys in honor of Saint Therese, who will then send you a surprise. My kids loved the Tuesday Surprise devotion, and they received all kinds of surprises, from an unexpected visitor to a rosary case. Tuesday Surprise can help sanctify one-fifth of your homeschool week and is a lovely way to honor a boss of homeschool patrons, Saint Therese. I'm Celeste Behe, and this is the Homeschool Housefly.
That's our show for today. Our program is sponsored by homeschoolconnections.com, where you can get online courses for your grade school, middle school, and high school student. Learn from the experts and make your homeschooling easier. Be sure to leave a review and share this podcast with your friends. And we'll see you next time here on the Homeschooling Saints podcast.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.